Hi, this is Mella, and you're listening to Love Mella the Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Love Mella the Podcast. Hello, guys. How are you? How's your week been? I hope you guys have been wearing your mask when going outside, staying safe and staying sane. I hope you guys are okay. Tonight, on this episode, I want to talk about being the freeloader / the freelancer / the floating person. Alam niyo yung kayo yung kaibigan ng lahat. Parang wala kang stable barkada and you're part of every barkada but you're just not needed all the time. Or hindi ka kailangan para may matuloy na lakad or hindi ka kailangan para matuloy yung isang bagay. Parang pwede kang pandagdag pero hindi ka essential. Something like that. Parang actually may advantages yun. When you're everyone's friend, like when you get to meet a lot of people, like in school especially, pag irig ka, like me, parang marami kang mamimit na tao pag iba-iba yung section mo, pag nasa ibang college yung section mo for this subject, ganyan, parang iba yung college na to. Like for example, ako sa mga GE subjects ko before, more on CLA ata ako, tapos for my major, syempre, SOE. So, ayun, parang ang dami ko namimit na hindi ko ka-college, so nagiging friends ko rin sila, ganyan. Till now, yung iba, mutuals ko sa IG, ganyan, and sa Facebook. So, ang fun nun, one of the advantages of that is, when you go around the school, kumbaga parang lagi ka mag-hi kasi lagi kang may madadaan ang kakilala mo. Diba? So, parang you build connections. Parang kasi every person is unique. For example, in the future, you'll be needing someone who knows something about, say, arts and crafts. Someday, you'll need someone who's knowledgeable about math. Someone who's knowledgeable about knowledgeable about movies, ganyan. Basta when that time comes na parang kailangan mo ng mga tao na yun, may mga person na magka-come up sa mind mo kasi parang, oh, ito, itong friend ko na to, ang alam ko mahilig siya sa series, itong friend na to, alam ko mahilig siya sa ano, sa arts, ganyan. So parang hindi ka mahirapan maghanap ng mga ano, ng mga kakailanganin mo in the future. Hindi naman sa you just use them. Ang pangit nung term na use, ano na lang, parang hindi naman sa you're just gonna go to them when you need them. Pero you know who to go to. You know who to go to when the time comes na may kailangan ka sa kanila and they won't think of it as something na parang pinuntahan mo lang sila kasi kailangan mo sila. Kasi magkaibigan talaga kayo. So parang nothing wrong with that. Parang gets nyo ba? Sana nagigets nyo. Hindi ako talaga magaling with words. Madaldal ako pero hindi ako magaling with words. Weird. Ayun, parang diba sa different group of friends, parang may iba-iba tayong persona. Sa friend group na to, I'm the bubbly one. Sa friend group na to, I'm the fearless one. Sa friend group na to, I'm the quiet one. Sa friend group na to, I'm the smart one. Yung mga ganon. Kasi parang, I remember during my 18th birthday, I didn't think of what's gonna happen. I just really wanted to invite all of my friends. So what I did was I invited my college friends and my high school friends. I didn't think of what will happen if hindi sila magkasundo or if hindi mag-jive yung vibe or if hindi bagay yung personality sa isa't isa. I just simply wanted to celebrate my birthday with the people na I wanna spend it with. Diba? So, in-invite ko yung college and high school friends ko. Tapos, medyo ano, actually, medyo, hindi ko ma-explain, pero it didn't meet my expectations. Parang akala ko kasi it's gonna be very loud, very chaotic, ganyan. Pero it's very chill, very kalmado lang. Parang, hindi ko masyadong nadala yung party. Parang, kasi I really had to talk to each and everyone. I had to entertain everyone kasi syempre, that's what the debutant does naman, diba? Parang kahit naman hindi ka debutant, basta birthday mo or ikaw yung star of the night, parang you have to entertain your guests. So, that's what I did. Pero, parang hindi pala ako enough. Parang kailangan talaga may icebreaker. Kasi parang ang lala nung, ano, nung walls. Kasi, syempre, hindi naman kami pare-pareho ng, hindi nga ako parehas ng ugali sa both groups. Dito sa college friends ko, maingay ako sa both, na high school and college. Pero magkaiba talaga yung personality ko. Like, iba-iba talaga. Like, versatile ako, kumbaga. Parang, hindi ko ma-explain, pero I can be who you want me to be. In this group, you want me to be the funny one, I can be. If in this group, you want me to be the one who, like, become stackless pag kailangan. Okay, sige, I can be. Pero ayun nga, parang mahirap talaga pagsamahin two group of friends sa isang gathering. So, yeah, conscious effort siya na wag na lang. Kasi hindi ko talaga maano, hindi advisable, guys. Okay naman yung party ko, I had fun talaga. Pero hindi lang talaga advisable kasi may dead air. Eh, ayaw may dead air. Gusto ko talaga laging free-flowing lahat. Like, gusto ko yung kasama. Gusto ko pag may lakad, walang na-left out, walang dead air. Gusto ko lahat masaya, ganyan. Kasi kaya nga tayo lumabas eh, para masaya. O kaya tayo nag-party para masaya. So, sana walang dead air. Yun talaga. So, next time, kailangan may separate pala akong parties. Ganun. Another advantage of that is, when you go to different places, say, or when you interact with different people, kaya mo. Kasi, nagagawa mo na siya on a daily basis. Like, nature mo na siya. Parang, kasi diba, like me, ang dami kong part ako ng iba-ibang group. So, pag dinala ako sa ibang lugar, parang sa ibang say, ibang bansa or ibang school, ibang workplace, kaya ko makipag-converse kasi ganun ako sa friends ko. Like, sa personal life ko, ganun ako. So, I think I can be like that also in my professional life. So, parang, yeah, it's an advantage talaga. So, especially pag marami ka na na-encounter na different, ano, like, diba, marami ka talaga ma-encounter na, ano eh, na iba-ibang personalities. When you're like me, ah, if you're like me, parang matututo kang makisama. That's the word eh, diba? Sabi nga nila, singit ko lang, just a random thought. Magkaiba yung pinaplastic mo yung isang tao sa nakikisama ka lang sa kanya. Kasi diba pag sinasabing pinaplastic, like totally, ano ka talaga, like you kiss their ass kahit naman ayaw mo. Nakikisama is, you just have to be civil. You're just really civil kasi wala kang choice. And choice, hindi, actually may choice kay. Pero you still choose to be, you know, the better person, the bigger person, the nice one. So, wala lang, share ko lang, magkaiba yun. Yung iba kasi pinagpaparehas nila eh. Yun nga, like what I said, you can, ano, you can stand on your own feet. Pag ganon, like, kaya mong kumausap ng maraming tao, kaya, kahit introvert ako, kaya ko yun. Parang kaya kong makisama, kasi ang dami ko na na-encounter na different people with different personalities. So, parang sabi ko, oh, easy lang yan. Hindi ako outgoing na sobra, pero when you get to know me, ganon naman ako to the people around me, na parang gusto ko makasama, ganyan. So, outgoing ako around you, ganon. So, yeah, depende na lang yan. Kumbaga, pag may, like, what is example ko kanina, yung party ko, yung 18th birthday ko, diba? If you're like me, you can be the balancer. Kumbaga, ikaw yung mediator. Kasi parang, di pa nga magkakaiba ka dun sa tao, sa dalawang group of people. So, parang mapabalance mo silang dalawa kung ano ba yung makaka, ano ba yung common ground nitong dalawang group na to, kung meron ba. Kung wala, sad. I think in any situation that's similar to that, you always have to, tawag dito, you always have to find a common ground between the two groups or the two people. Kasi, yun lang ang way para malighten yung atmosphere, parang para ma-break yung ice. Let's see, parang example, pag nagkainitan na, ganyan, parang ikaw yung magiging mediator, diba? So, parang kailangan, ay, gets ba? Sana nagigets nyo pa kasi gulong-gulo na rin ako, pero I think gets nyo naman yung sinasabi ko, diba? So, parang, yeah, that's some of the advantage of being everyone's friend, being the floating person in everyone's life, diba? So, actually, personally, as someone na ganun, I think there's less drama. There's less drama because you're not boxed in one group of people. Parang you get to explore different personas, I guess. Parang mas nade-discover mo yung sarili mo. Malala yung magiging self-discovery mo kasi mas makikilala mo yung sarili mo na kaya ko pala maging ganito. Ay, ito pala ako pag sila yung kasama ko. Ay, ito pala ako pag hindi ko sila kasama. Parang ito pala ako when I'm alone. Ito pala ako when I'm with my family. Ganon. So, it's beautiful as well. Hindi lang siya disadvantages. Maganda rin yung things na come out of it. Maganda yun actually kasi hindi ka tawag dito, hindi naman sa inaano ko yung mga may stable na barkada, like na may best friend talaga, parang that's good actually, that's what I want, pero I guess this is what I'm just meant to be in a lot of people's lives. Yeah, I don't think may magagawa naman ako, well siguro meron, pero right now I don't think I have to make an effort to be in a constant group. Kasi, wala lang. When you don't feel like making an effort, just don't. Kasi, if mapipilitan ka lang, it won't, nothing good would come out of it. It would just seem forced talaga, diba? Naisip ko lang naman, less drama, pero more drama within you. Yun eh. Kasi, less drama, somehow, kasi hindi ka laging part of the, ano, of the lakad, ganyan. Parang, lagi kang, ano lang, filler lang, kumbaga, that's so sad. Sorry. Pero, yun talaga yung totoo. The disadvantage naman of that is more personal drama kasi feeling mo hindi ka na vital. Kasi feeling mo hindi ka kailangan. Parang, kasi diba minsan we just feel like, oh shit, parang gusto kong ma-feel naman na mahalaga ako. Ganun, parang sometimes we just really need to feel na someone needs us. Not because kailangan natin i-boost yung self-esteem natin, but because we just really wanna be cared about. Gusto lang natin na may mag-care sa atin if mawala tayo. Parang, oh my God. So, ayun, parang we just wanna feel like we're important to someone, diba? It's not like you're narcissistic, but like, you just really wanna feel needed, you know? Nothing wrong with that naman. Lahat naman tayo, diba? Especially pag may jowa ka, diba? You wanna feel like, oh, I wanna feel like my jowa needs me. Parang validation sa sarili, ganun. Or, basta, ang sarap lang sa feeling na parang mayroong may kailangan sa'yo, ganun. Parang kailangan ka nila sa life nila kasi malungkot sila pag wala ka, ganun. So, ayun, speaking of, the next disadvantage naman is, diba, minsan, sa sobrang dami mong group of friends, mo na alam kung minsan disadvantage na yun kasi hindi mo alam kung ano pa ba yung identity mo, kung ganito ka ba talaga or ganun ka ba talaga, kasi parang sa group A hindi ka naman super bubbly pero sa group B bubbly ka, so ano ka ba talaga, mabiro ka ba, bubbly ka ba talaga or hindi, or I guess siguro depende na lang yun sa tao kung sino yung kasama mo, no, kasi it depends talaga on the people kung comfortable kang makasama sila. Talagang your bubbly side will come out or yung makulit side mo will come out, pero if hindi ka talaga comfortable sa mga kasama mo, May inhibitions ka sa jokes mo, sa moves mo, kasi feeling mo, baka magalit sila if you say this, ganyan. Alam nyo, tip lang, when you feel like ganun kayo sa group of friends nyo ngayon, sa circle nyo, just get out of your so-called circle. If talagang gusto mong maging free. Alam mo yun, kasi if lagi mo iisipin na hala, baka hindi niya ito magustuhan or baka magtampo siya pag ginawa ko to, ay girl, controlling, ganun. Dapat, kasi diba, sabi nga nila, friends are the family we get to choose, 'di ba? So choose wisely kasi masakit ang friendship breakups. Sa totoo lang. Like yung sinasabi, diba? Masakit ang friendship breakups as someone who went through it. So sad. Kasi diba lagi nga nilang sinasabi, super hirap ng friendship breakups, and I totally agree. Like, I 100% agree. Kasi there's this one friend of mine before na hindi na kami nag-uusap now. Pero I still wish her the best. Pero I just don't think will work as friends. Pero I enjoyed naman all the time we spent together. Ayun, parang, totoo yun guys, sobrang sakit ng friendship breakups kasi compared to relationship breakups, like romantic relationship, you can be friends in the future pag dumating yung time na totally wala na lang sa inyo yung nangyari. Like, when you guys talaga forgive each other na sa nangyari sa inyo before, you guys can be friends, diba? Like, exes can be friends talaga. You guys can be civil. Kasi diba, pag mag-ex, diba, ang tinatanong lagi, oh, are you guys still friends? Ganyan. Pero pag kasi friendship breakup lang, ang hirap naman tanongin, diba wala na kayo, hindi na kayo friends nun. Hindi mo naman pwedeng sabihin, friends pa rin ba kayo? Kasi nga, nag-break na nga kayo as friends. Eh. Parang, nag-FO na nga kayo eh. So parang, when you guys failed as friends, it means failed na talaga yun. Kasi, diba sabi nga nila, pag kaibigan mo na, walang breakup dapat. Ayun, parang masakit talaga siya. Kasi, especially, diba, kasi pag high school, parang feeling natin, oh shit, siya na yung BFF ko for life. Like, kasi diba, when we meet someone na we jive with talaga, like, sobrang jive talaga. Isipin mo, oh, I wanna have kids in the future, tapos magka-kids din siya, tapos friends sila, para for life, kaming friends, ganun. Pero, it doesn't work that way as always. It doesn't work that way always. Kasi parang, laging may mangyayari talaga. Siguro, in my case, that's it. Parang ganun talaga. Pero, swerte yung mga iba na hindi ba nakakaranas ng FO. Kasi, swerte nyo. Just consider yourself lucky na you don't understand what it feels like. Kasi, masakit talaga mawala ng kaibigan. Like, kasi parang you guys, kasi diba pag may jowa ka, parang laging, well, you also get figuratively naked in front of them. But, sa kaibigan, kasi ibang klase ng nakedness yun eh. Figurative na pagkahubad. Tapos, in talagang lahat ng baho mo, parang alam na nila without judging you. As in, ang dami na nilang alam about you na parang hindi mo alam if, ah, gets ba? Grabe, parang sobrang sad to just throw everything away. You know? Parang, it's so sad kasi there's this one pic I saw earlier of a friend of mine and I. Lolong. Miss ko lang. Pero, I guess it's for the better, no? Lolong, grabe, saan ba tayo napunta? Anyway, going back. So, ayun, diba, when you're everyone's friend, may times na mahihirapan kang, you know, to, siguro for others, pero sometimes you might have a hard time to adhere to what they want. Kasi ikaw nga lang mag-isa sa side mo eh, versus them. So, kumbaga mahirap i-align sa kanila. Kasi alam mo sa sarili mo yung gusto mong ma-receive or gusto mong mag-gain sa friendship. I'm like, ah, gets ba? Sorry, medyo malayo. Since core mo na nga siya na ganun ka. Example, if may isang tao na di clingy, tas ikaw clingy ka. It's not hard. I mean, it's hard not to expect it in return since it's not what you want. Nga. Parang, ah, ayun ako, ang labo na lang sinasabi. Basta, gusto ko lang naman sabihin na parang minsan mahirap mag-adjust kasi parang may isip mo, hala, ba't ako na lang lagi adjust ng adjust? Di ba pwedeng sila naman mag-adjust for me? Ganon? Well, it depends pa rin kasi marami namang siguro, I believe, may iba naman sigurong quote-unquote everyone's friend pero kaya mag-adjust to different group of friends. Parang nakakapag-adapt talaga sila. Pero kasi may iba na like me, sometimes I get tired to be this type of person in this group and be that type of person in that group. Kasi parang, or baka arte ko na lang yun, no? Sorry na. Pero may times na nakakapagod siya. Kasi parang minsan may isip mo, oh shit, sana pala. Masaya naman maraming kaibigan. Pero ang saya pala siguro yung parang sa How I Met Your Mother. Yun talaga may, ano ka, may constant ka na group. May constant ka na best friend. Talaga. Like, ang sarap sa feeling. Kaya pag nanonood ako ng How I Met Your Mother, ang sarap lang nila panoorin kasi parang this is just one of my wishes din eh. To have that kind of, ano, barkada. Yung parang talagang go-to mo. As in totally, like, no questions asked when you do this. Alam mo sino tatakbuhan. When this happens, you know who to run to. When this happens, alam mo kung anong iisipin ni ganito. Parang siya agad yung sasabihin mo, mga ganon. So, ayun, wala lang. Sana gets nyo pa yung mga pinagsasabi ko. Another disadvantage, I believe, is that it feels like ikaw na lang yung lagi nag-i-effort. Ganun. Yung alam mo yung feeling na pag may favor sa'yo, bibigay mo agad kasi you're just that kind-hearted para hindi magawin yung favor. Pero pag sila naman yung, pag ikaw naman yung hihingi sa kanila, feeling mo parang nahihiya ka. Ganun. Toxic, no? Parang, ay nako, so sad. Grabe. Parang feeling mo, mas vina-value mo siya kaysa vina-value ka. Na kumbaga sa mag-jowa, mas mahal ko siya kaysa mahal niya ako. Parang ganon. Pero friendship version. I guess I'm just made for that. I don't know. Kasi feeling ko I'm just meant to be everyone's friend. Hindi ako yung meant to be a constant. Parang ganon. Mali mo naman. Well, I'm still young. So baka naman hindi ko palang namimit yun talagang meant na barkada for me. I don't know. Ang sad lang nun. Kasi ako, lagi akong all out sa mga friendships ko eh. Like parang, you need this? Okay, sige, I'll give it to you. Oh, you want this? Oh, sige, gawa natin paraan. Pero hindi kasi ako yung parang when I say na, oh, I want this. Hindi sila yung totally mag-100% give back na, okay, sige, let's do it. Parang unlike ako, 100% effort ako sa lahat ng friendships ko. Pero I don't think I get the same thing back. I don't know. Or baka masyado lang akong masamang ugali para hindi ko makita na ganun din pala sila. I don't know. Hindi ko talaga masabi kasi parang sometimes I feel like nasa akin yung mali. Aminado naman ako doon. May times na naisip ko, hala, baka ako yung mali. Ako yung masyadong nag-expect. Ako yung masyadong nagde-demand. Kaya pag hindi ko nakukuha pa balik, iisipin ko sila yung masama. Pero in fact, ako lang naman yung talaga nag-set ng expectations na hindi naman kayang ma-meet. I don't know. Yun nga, lagi nga kasi akong all out. Kasi I hate having regrets talaga. Like, ayoko kasi dati nung I should have done this MMA kasi thinking ko ngayon is dapat gawin mo na lahat in that moment para wala kang regrets. Diba? Like, parang pag nagipagbalikan kasi ex mo. If ayoko niyang balikan, at least you did everything you could. Pero, ayun, ayoko talaga ng regrets. Dati ganun ako eh, as in yung mag-i-effort talaga for things to work. Pero now, hindi na ako ganun ka. I just know it when things are not for me. I just know it when I'm forcing it na. I just know it. I just do. Bihira na ako yung mag-effort talaga kasi I know naman na if things don't go the way I wanted it to go and if things don't align, alam ko lang na hindi siya for me. Dati kasi ipipilit ko pag ganun eh. Now, mas go with the flow na ako na parang if things happen, already go. If they don't, already go din. Alam mo yun, parang sobrang laid back ko na. Parang I'm just too tired to force things. Pagod na ako, I guess. I just really believe na if it's something not for me, I don't think I have to force it kasi it will go smoothly or it will be for me talaga. As in, it will find its way back to me if it's for me. Yun ang thinking ko now. Kasi, yun nga, it doesn't have to be hard if it's for you. Parang, lahat kasi ng convenience yung bibigay sa'yo pag yun na talaga. Diba? So, ayun. Isa pang naisip kong disadvantage ng pagiging happy-go-lucky. Like, being everyone's go-to. Oh, hindi man go-to. Actually, hindi ka nga go-to ng lahat eh. Kasi parang, hindi ka nga prioritized. Ganun. Yun, speaking of, another disadvantage of being the quote-unquote floating friend, floating person, is that when you disappear, feeling mo parang walang maghahanap sa'yo, ganon. Parang no one will notice. Tas pag wala ka sa, say, planned lakad, okay lang, magpo-push through, diba? Parang ayoko umiyak ah. Basta yun, it's just like, you feel like you're never prioritized. Parang, ang sad, parang yun nga, you're never the go-to. Parang you always have this person in mind na parang gusto mong maging best friend. Pero ang sakit lang sa feeling if hindi nila na-feel yun sa'yo, diba? Parang you want this someone to be your best friend. Pero sa kanya, you're just one of the many friends na she has. Diba? That's so sad. Parang you're never the go-to, you're just the fallback. Sakit. Shit, epekto ba to ng maraming accounts? Charot. Pagod na ako sa work, grabe. Ay, so, grabe, sobrang hindi ko alam kung ano mo pinagsasabi ko sa episode na to, but I hope you guys understand naman. And sana na hatid ko naman yung idea sa inyo, kasi I just wanna say na pagod na ako, na sana hindi pa ito yun, no? Parang sana may mahanap pa talaga tayo na, if you guys are like me, na parang walang constant sa life, except for your family. I hope we guys find the right people for us, those who would wish nothing but the best for us, and just simply be thankful for our existence. Like, you don't have to do something grand, or you don't have to be this person with the highest credentials or what. You just have to simply exist for them to love you. I think ang saya-saya makamit ng ganon. Yung parang they're just so thankful na you're in their lives. Yeah. I hope we all get to meet that person or those people para we don't feel sad na. Kasi ang saya talaga magkaroon ng constant, diba? Parang, well, it's really nice to be that person na sobrang focused sa sarili, career-driven, but I hope we guys don't forget to live our lives and to live talaga. Kasi, diba, when we're just so focused on one thing, we forget the others, diba? So parang, I hope we get to balance things in our lives, you know? Sorry if I'm not making any sense anymore, but I think naman nagets niya yun. So, thank you so much. Sorry if medyo maingay. Thanks guys for listening, and to those na going through the same thing na I just talked about. Okay lang yan, laban. Kaya mo mag-isa. Biglang self-love agenda ulit. Ayan. De, kaya mo yan. Maarte lang tayo, pero kaya natin yan. Kailangan lang natin maging dramatic saglit, pero kaya naman natin yan. Siguro, vulnerable lang tayo tonight dahil sa hormones, pero kaya natin yan. Kaya natin to, guys. Pero paiyak na. So, ayan lang. That's all for this episode, guys. Thank you so much. Don't forget to follow my podcast on Spotify. Just click the follow button up there. And to follow my socials at LoveMelTheFodcast and at MelRHX also. That's my personal. So, yeah. Thank you so much for listening. Good night. Bye-bye.